And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of June, 2014. It was on this day, 1947, Anne Frank's diary was published, a diary she had begun keeping in 1942 when she was 13. She wrote it during the 2 years that her family was in hiding in Amsterdam from the Nazis. They were discovered in 1944, taken to concentration camps, where Anne died of typhus in 1945. Her father's secretary, Miep Gies, found the diary, gave it to Mr. Frank after the war. He published it after removing things he felt were too personal. The English version came out in 1952, and in 1995, an unexpurgated edition. Anne Frank, who wrote, "It's an odd idea for someone like me to keep a diary, not only because I have never done so before, but because it seems to me that neither I, nor for that matter anyone else, will be interested in the unbosomings of a 13-year-old schoolgirl. Still, what does that matter? I want to write, but more than that, I want to bring out all kinds of things that lie buried deep in my heart." It was on this day, 1942, Dwight D. Eisenhower became the commander of the U.S. troops in Europe. He'd been in the military for more than 20 years, but he'd never seen combat. All he'd ever done was train soldiers. It's the birthday of George Orwell, born Eric Blair in a small village in Bengal, India, in 1903, who went on to write Animal Farm and 1984. George Orwell, who said, "The great enemy of clear language is insincerity. When there is a gap between one's real and one's declared aims, one turns instinctively to long words and exhausted idioms, like a cuttlefish squirting out ink." And it was on this day in 1950 the Korean War began, when North Korean soldiers invaded the South. They crossed the 38th parallel and marched into Seoul, and America geared up for war. It was really the beginning of the Cold War. Mao Zedong sent Chinese troops to the aid of the North. In 1953, a ceasefire agreement was signed. After 5 million people, about half of them civilians, either died, were wounded, or disappeared as a result of the conflict. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Marvel, "Thoughts in a Garden." What wondrous life is this I lead? Ripe apples drop about my head, the luscious clusters of the vine upon my mouth do crush their wine. The nectarine and curious peach into my hands themselves do reach, stumbling on melons as I pass, and snared with flowers I fall on grass. Meanwhile, the mind from pleasure less withdraws into its happiness, the mind, that ocean where each kind does straight its own resemblance find. Yet it creates, transcending these, far other worlds and other seas, annihilating all that's made to a green thought in a green shade. Andrew Marvel's poem, "Thoughts in a Garden." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.